This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to another Technorama exclusive interview. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. And this time, I'm with the Director of Business Development from Matrix Stream, Aaron Keough. Aaron contacted me a few weeks before this was recorded and said their company is about to offer an IPTV solution. It sounded intriguing, so I thought I'd start asking some questions. Thank you for joining me today, Aaron. Tell the listener a little bit about who Matrix Stream is and what they're about to offer.
Matrix Stream is a company essentially whose head office is in San Mateo, California. We are an end-to-end IPTV provider. We do IPTV over what's called best effort network, over any broadband connection. To the average listener, simply put, we do TV over broadband, pretty much over any broadband connection via a PC player. So that's a player for your computer. A set-top box, that's a box about maybe a little bit smaller than your DVD player and a little bit squarer than your DVD player for your TV. And eventually we're going to get into more portable media. That could be a cell phone or a media player of some port, of some type, essentially. What makes us unique as a company in what we do is our technology has 3 points. One, our solution is end-to-end. So what does that mean? It means that our solution has the servers, the set-top boxes, the middleware, essentially, and all of the software and hardware components needed to run it, whereas mm-hmm. other companies have bits and pieces, essentially. It means that it's like you're building a coffee maker, right? And you have, again, a spout from one company and a knot, I was going to say, and a frame from another company and all these different pieces, but they don't fit together. With our thing, they easily assemble and it goes together right away, and basically you're making coffee very quickly. Or in our case, you're basically providing a broadband TV service, video on demand and broadband TV, basically within a couple of days as a service provider. For the average user, this is good because they're going to get a lot faster if they want it. Basically, they tell their broadband ISP or their DVD online company or their video store or, again, their favorite hotel that they go to or they recommend the next time we're on the cruise line or on an airplane or whatever sort of situation, and literally it becomes a lot easier to choose an unlimited number of movies and an unlimited number of TV channels literally coming from anywhere around the world. The only limit is what the service provider is going to put on their service. This is a low-cost medium. It really costs them nothing to download the PC player. The set-top box is available for, again, a very low price, and it's high quality. Our company is coming out with the world's first 1080p, that's 1920 by 1080 resolution, with H.264 codec. That's pretty much the way, the best way to put the smallest amount of data mm-hmm. through for the best, for the highest definition possible. For, in other words, it means to the average user, it just means that they're whatever broadband connection they have, they're going to get a good quality service, essentially, out it, and they don't have to buy necessarily, as long as the service provider doesn't make a rule of having to buy only their broadband to get their broadband TV. As long as the service provider allows another broadband connection to be used for their broadband TV service, which I think is the best, really, for any service provider, because it opens up their range, again, from the small number of users that they have to the entire country, or again, as wide a range as that service provider wants. For the user, this means flexibility in that I could choose SPC or Earthlink, or again, any. If I'm in another country, again, the fact that again, usually there's a couple of selections, I can choose the best broadband selection or the best broadband deal that I want. Literally, because sometimes we'll make it better pricing or a better offering. Same thing with the TV service, literally. Again, if I like one TV service over another TV service, I'm not stuck. It's like a VoIP phone, essentially. We are like the we're the IPTV of VoIP.
Comparing it to things I'm familiar with right now, our cable provider has a thing called iControl. It's video on demand. I can say, go get me this movie and watch it now. How does yours differ from that?
Essentially, you will have the ability to, one, basically get any range. Compared to cable companies, usually they have a limited number of movies that you can get. The fact that, again, with our system, not only basically can you get the movie instantly, of course, but you're getting it over, again, any broadband connection, so you're not limited to just having to buy it from the cable company.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the cable company, you have to buy their broadband and you have to buy their TV service together. You can't basically buy them separately. The second thing is, you know, we do a service called DVD over VOD. So it means you're getting the exact same menus, essentially, as you would get on your DVD, exactly how you'd get it. And that's really neat because you don't have to go and get the DVD from your video store, find out it's not there, or wait for from your DVD online provider presently to get your DVD, only to wait 3 or 4 days, you know, to get that. The other thing is that, again, because we have the 1080p range, you know, you're looking at the fact that, again, with the coming out of high def movies, again, that's another great feature, and we can basically come in to support that. On top of that, eventually, you know, you could have a portable device go to our device, again, that would work, and we're certainly looking for a company to come forward, or eventually doing, or we're doing our research to look into that possibility, as I think a lot of people, if they had the opportunity to see a movie, and then if they wanted to show it to a friend, basically to have that available to either purchase for a time being or have some sort of way of putting it on, again, a portable media device, I think would be great. And in some ways, that's where we're heading. Also, the fact that, again, let's say that you're a telecom company, you would be able to order that movie or preview that movie, essentially, through the cell phone. Again, tell the box, essentially, that I want that movie, and it would either download it or would have it ready again by the time, again, you came home.
This is Lance Heath from the Digital Experience Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
How much of this is proprietary and how much of it is open?
Pretty much all of it is proprietary.
Okay.
The software is ours. The set-top box is developed by us, is owned and controlled by our company. The servers are basically made by us, and the only thing that isn't directly made by us is the encoders, of which we've partnered with a couple of different companies to do it.
How does somebody get to be a content provider? Do I purchase one of your servers and just copy my DVDs onto it, or how does that happen?
Generally, you would buy what we there at the minimum. The smallest package is called an IMX500. It's a complete server. It's basically our smallest setup. So it's an all-in-one server. So it would do 250 gigs of storage. You get 100 user licenses on a 500 user capacity. And then essentially you get management. Generally, somebody who wants to be a service provider from us, there's a couple of steps. First, they get our information and they get an assessment to make sure that this is, again, what they want. Does it fit their needs? Again, does it have everything that they want in it? Again, the fact that we do video on demand, IPTV, targeted advertising if they want it, a very good statistics program for getting information on their users, basically easy way of uploading content and uploading ads and basically managing the system, billing, etc. So once they've figured out, again, that there's everything that they want, again, depending on what sort of client they are, hotel, ISP, telco, cable company, etc., then we usually bring them in for training. That's usually done in a couple, there's a couple of options depending on where they are in the world. They can either come up to Vancouver, they can go to Hong Kong. They're welcome to be trained by another reseller if that reseller already is in agreement with that. And we've got various different resellers already in the world, in Japan, Australia, Hong Kong, UK. Again, the list goes on.
So what's your vision of all this? You've got a whole bunch of consumers out there with your desktop, set-top boxes. Is it a few major hubs of content or thousands and thousands and leave it up to the consumer to try and find it? How does that play out?
The searchability is made quite easy for the content. Literally, we want to basically just leave no holds barred, if I can say that. The possibilities for TV channels is unlimited. The possibility for movies and other content is unlimited. It just comes down to the service provider's storage server, in effect. So in other words, we don't want to, again, our goal is to make the possibilities unlimited as to how much content the service provider can provide, leaving the consumer basically with as much content and as many channel choices as possible. Other services, again, in the future, like e-commerce and VoIP and other and text chat and call waiting and other things, could come up. And again, this is a medium that could be expanding. You know, people want to do video conferencing and stuff like that, but getting the basics, I think, is most important at this point.
As a consumer, do I subscribe to each one of those providers, or is there a central, like iTunes, that I would go say, I want this show, and it'll cost you X dollars? How does that work for the consumer?
Right now, our strategy as a company is to partner with other service providers. So, as I said, anybody from ISPs, telcos, cable companies, etc., along the way, hotels, etc. Literally, we want to make this, again, a universal medium that people will see. It may be another company's brand, but it's a matrix stream. And so, in effect, it makes it easy to access. The one sort of partnership offering we have so far, I guess, that people can check out things immediately is movie99.tv. So that's movie number nine, number nine. It's movie99.tv. Basically, we're going to be shortly putting up, again, a pre-order form for our new IMX 1020. This is our new high-def box, which is eventually going to replace our IMX 1000, our standard def box, because the pricing is going to be better, and the ability to do high-def, actually that's up to two 1080p high-def channels at one time. So eventually we'll have the ability to do picture within picture and other services, which are neat, but that will be probably our first foray, because our strategy is to work with service providers at the moment, and you will see more of this coming up. Basic thing is that the short of the long of the answer is that, you know, if you really want this in your area, we'll provide you as much information as can, but really you've got to push a service provider to do that. And this is, again, the fact that it's economical to do it, at least from the hardware side and the software side, basically. So the base offering side, there should be really no bars to people getting this.
Let's talk a little bit about the set-top box itself. How does this differ from something like a TiVo?
That's pretty easy. A TiVo is generally just is a DVR, digital video recorder. So it will record the items that are just off the channels. And that's it's so far as I can see, its main, maybe not its only, but its main function. Our system is meant to basically allow you to get movies on demand, ultimately with the full menu range, so exactly like you would have a DVD experience. Second thing is our system allows you to get a range of channels, again, from literally from around the world. Anybody who can provide you a channel via satellite, and then you encode it with an encoder, essentially, then send it out to your users. In other words, there is no reason with the system why the service provider can't negotiate and offer BBC or ABC Australia or NHK or something else basically foreign. So anybody from any country in the world, living in the United States or, again, otherwise in any other country, can't get any other country's television service. On our PC player, you can see this point, because even though these channels are not encoded by our company, we have about 300 free-to-air channels from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally from all different countries around the world, including the United States and Canada.
Yeah, I know your primary target is video. Is there any thought to providing this to audio providers? So if I wanted to listen to BBC 4 radio?
Oh, absolutely. As long as those rights were cleared and we legally were allowed to do it,
okay,
with radio, then I see no problem providing. We already have the ability to do pictures. Basically, you can upload pictures and show them on the box.
Okay.
And you can basically upload music. So doing radio again, sure, that's very easy. Sure, that's no problem.
What is your tentative launch date for this?
Somewhere between the middle and the end of the second quarter would be, I think, pretty soon. And considering we're the only company in the world who has this at the moment, It's a good thing overall for the company. We knew this would be coming, and so we built a system that would carry the basic needs again and do it very well with the basic requirements. Most people's needs are they want a range of TV channels, especially if it's ethnic stuff. They want the ethnic TV channels available in their range. They want to be able to just go click, click, click like a regular TV and get their service there. We've done that. And then for movies, they don't want to be waiting. Like, they don't want to be waiting to go to a video store, find it out, having to pay a return fee. They don't want to have to wait for a DVD online service where they have to order it, and then 3 or 4 days later, it comes. They want it now.
I won't hold you to this, but what's the rough price for that set-top unit?
I can't disclose at the moment, except to say that it's going to be very economical. It's going to be quite a lot less than your video iPod.
Okay, that's a target to shoot for.
It's quite a lot less. I'd say it'll be a lot less than I bought my DVD player from LG 2 years ago. So it'll be very, very reasonably priced.
Where can the listener find out more?
Either go to www.matrixstream.com. So that's matrixstream.com. Or, again, they can try out the PC player on www.movie99.tv. Or one other section I'll give you within Matrix Stream to take a look at both pictures of the set-top box and video of it in action, basically over a plasma TV. www.matrixstream.com/presskit. And on there is photos and a video, essentially. Basically of the new set-top box showing off the features.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Aaron. And with that, I thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed this enough to consider visiting the Technorama website at chuckchat.com to check out more of our regular features about technology, science, sci-fi, and fun.